This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sharafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Fama ba'du. We are speaking about the importance of feeling grateful and expressing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to those people through whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings reach us. We spoke about worldly blessings for which we must express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to those people who were instrumental in our receiving them. Now let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the reward in the akhirah. Al-Bukhari and Muslim narrated from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah said, relating from his Rabb Jalla Jalalhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed good deeds and bad deeds. Then he explained that whoever thinks of doing a good deed and does not do it, whoever thinks of doing a good deed but does not do it, Allah will write it down as one complete good deed. He only thought of that. He didn't do it yet. Allah will write. If he thinks of doing a good deed and then does it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write it down between 10 and 700 fold or many more. If he thinks of doing a bad deed, then he does not do it, Allah will write it down as a complete good deed. And if he thinks of it and then he does it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write it down as one bad deed. Again from Bukhari and Muslim, also narrated from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive my ummah for whatever crosses their minds so long as they don't act upon it or speak about it. Ibn Rajab rahmatullah alayhi said that these texts refer to four matters: the recording of good deeds and bad deeds, and thinking of good deeds and bad deeds. Then he said, out of these, the third matter, which is thinking of good deeds, it is recorded as one complete good deed even if he does not do it. As it says in the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and elsewhere. In the hadith of Khuraym bin Fatih radiallahu anhu, it says, if a person thinks of doing a good deed but then does not do it, and Allah knows that he thought of it and was keen to do it, he records for him one good deed. And this is in Musnad Imam Ahmad. This indicates that whatever is meant by thinking of here is the actual conscious thought and determination and resolve that are present when one is keen to do an action, not merely a passing thought that is not accompanied by any resolve or determination. Abu Darda al-Ansari radiallahu anhu says that if a person goes to bed intending, again, with the clear resolve, to pray during the night, which is qiyam, which is tahajjud, and then sleep overtakes him until morning comes, then what he intended to do will be recorded for him as if he has done it. It's narrated that Sayyid bin Musayyab, radiallahu anhu, he said, if a person thinks of fasting, praying, going for hajj or umrah and so on, but he is prevented from doing that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the reward of what he intended. If the intention is accompanied by words or effort, the reward is ensured, and the one who intended it is like the one who does it. As Abu Khabsha radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah said, people in this world are of four types: a person to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants wealth and knowledge, so he fears his Rabb with regards to it, upholds his ties of kinship with it, and acknowledges the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning it. He is of the highest standard. So he has wealth, he has knowledge, and he uses his wealth according to the knowledge of Islam in the right places. That is the highest status. The second is a person to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants knowledge, but he does not grant him wealth. So he is sincere in his intention, and he says, if I had wealth, I would do the same as the other one, as what so-and-so does. And of course, Allah knows the truthfulness of that. If that is true, then he will be rewarded according to his intention, and the reward will be the same. The third type is a person to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants wealth, but he does not grant him knowledge. So he squanders his wealth without knowledge. He does not fear his Rabb concerning it. He does not uphold ties of kinship. And he does not acknowledge the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning it. He is the worst status. So he has wealth and he misuses this wealth. And the fourth type is a person to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give wealth or knowledge. So he says, if I had wealth, I would do the same as so and so, that is like the first one. He will be rewarded according to his intention, and their burden of sin will be the same. Meaning, depending on the intention, if he intended good, then he will get that. If he intended evil, he will get that. The phrase that the reward will be the same obviously means that they are equal regarding the basic reward for the actions, but not regarding the multiplication of that reward. So if the person actually does the deed, he gets 10 plus 10 or 6 or 700 and more. The other person will get one because of the intention alone, because he didn't actually act on that. The multiplication is only for the one who does a deed and not the one who intends but does not do it. So therefore, in conclusion, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to purify our intentions and to give us istiqamat and to give us steadfastness and to spend our time and resources in doing only what pleases Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, and to stay away from everything else which is either a waste of time or a means of earning His displeasure. One of the biggest problems that we have today is this issue of wasting our time in all kinds of useless conversations and debates and all kinds of arguments which have the chance of spoiling our friendships and relationships. And even if that doesn't happen, it's time wasted, because at the end of that, what did you get? So it's a very good idea whenever to do this as an exercise for yourself, that whenever you are sitting around with your friends or whatnot, or even by yourself, If you need, keep a timer, right? Keep a timer of, say, 1 hour. At the end of 1 hour, actually consciously ask yourself, what did I get in this 1 hour? Even if you're sitting alone, maybe you're watching TV, maybe you're reading something, whatever, right? Just say, what did I get? And if possible, and I am a great sort of believer in that, write it down. Keep a notebook. At the end of each hour, say, what did I get? Just one line, what did I get? And write down. Whatever you want to write, write on it. But as it should be sincerely what you thought you gained. Then look at that and say, this is 1 hour of my life. Time is life, right? 1 hour of my life I spent doing whatever I was doing. What did I gain? Is that gain worth 1 hour of my life? I'm not talking about haram and halal. Then you might say, well, I spent one hour watching a football match or a basketball match. It's not haram. No, of course not haram. I'm talking about the relative benefit of something. It's not a question of haram. We don't expect Muslims to do haram. Relative benefit of something. Because time is an irreplaceable resource. Let's try to understand that. It's not coming back. It is not coming back. What's gone is gone. Finish. Khalas. That's why the present is called present. What's present? What do you get in happy birthday? Huh? What's a present? It's a gift. Every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a gift. And that gift is the present. The past is gone. There's nothing you can do about the past. If it was good, alhamdulillah. If it was bad, make istighfar and tawbah. That istighfar and tawbah cannot be made in the past. It has to be made now. The future is not in our control. Future, Allah will decree whatever He decrees. The present colors that future. The present has the option, has the potential to make that future good, bad or ugly depending on what I do in the present. It's a present. That's why it's called a present. It's a gift. So use it. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. Useless conversations, especially about politics. May Allah have mercy on us. Politics. Two big topics of conversation. For both of which there is zero reason and there is zero benefit. One is politics, and the other one is controversial issues in the religion. We don't have the knowledge to understand those controversial issues. All that we do is polarize. All that we do is offend each other, and nothing happens. Instead of that, focus on the quality of my salah, because that I will be questioned about. What is the quality of my salah? SubhanAllah, believe me, if that is the only thing I die with, that I am focusing on the quality of my salah and Allah allows me to improve that salah, and I do not learn one single letter of the deen from this moment until the minute I die, inshallah, I hope I will go to Jannah. But if I spend all my time discussing all kinds of controversial questions about the religion, this and that, and this halal, that is haram, what not, what will happen to me? May Allah have mercy on us, please. Just get up from the room and walk away. The moment somebody opens his mouth about politics or about religion, get up and walk away. Focus on what is in your control. Neither politics, nor religion, and especially not controversial things, not in our control. If anyone believes that, ask him what he is smoking. Not in our control. What is in our control is my life, my time. What can I do with my time which is best for me, my family? Allah says, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Allah did not say save yourself and your... Allah said save yourself and your family from the fire. Allah did not say save yourself and, you know, God knows who. No. Focus on what is in your control. What is my control is my type. Not the politics in Pakistan or Syria or somewhere else. No. Focus on what is in our control. If somebody starts a conversation on something else, please, your life is too valuable to throw it away in such talk. So be very polite, smile, say assalamu alaikum, I have to go. But leave. Don't waste your time. Right? So at the end of each hour, put a timer on your watch. At the end of each hour, ask yourself, what did I gain? And if you have something to write, alhamdulillah. If you don't have anything to write, that's good, because that remind, I spent 1 hour, I have nothing to write. So at least the next hour will be better than the previous hour, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين